Chapter 86. The Last Chapter. It was raining when Heidi limped into the TWA passenger boarding lounge at Kennedy Airport, a drenching New York downpour that tore away leaves and slowed rush-hour traffic to a caterpillar crawl. She wore her navy uniform under a blue raincoat, and her water-specked hair spilled from below a regulation white cap. She dropped a large shoulder bag to the carpet and, carefully balancing on her good leg, eased into a vacant seat. After the whirlwind events of the past several weeks, the prospect of returning to the routine of duty depressed her. She had not seen Pitt since he rushed off to Ottawa, and the Marines guarding Brian Shaw had refused to let her near him before he was carried unconscious into an ambulance that sped away to a military hospital. In the excitement, she had been nearly forgotten. It was only through the thoughtfulness of Admiral Sandecker that she had been driven to New York for a well-deserved sleep at the Plaza Hotel, and booked first class on a flight back to her station in San Diego the following day. She stared through the window at the rain forming lakes on the runway and reflecting the multicolored lights in two dimensions. If she had been alone, she would have allowed herself the indulgence of a good cry. She felt a deep sense of longing as she remembered how Shaw touched her. He had invaded her life, and she was resentful now of the love he had taken. But there was no remorse, only annoyance with herself for losing control. Blind and deaf to the people milling around her, she tried to put her feelings and the shameful actions of the past few weeks from her mind. "I've seen melancholy creatures before," said a familiar voice beside her. "But, lady, you take the prize." "Does it show that much?" she asked, surprised at how calm her voice sounded. "Like a black cloud over a sunset," replied Pitt with his devilish smile. He was dressed in a navy blue sport jacket with red Breton slacks and wallaby shirt. He looked down at her over a monstrous bouquet of mixed flowers. "You didn't think I was going to let you slink away without saying goodbye." At least somebody remembered. She felt damp and straggly and tired and hurt and rejected. "Pay no heed if I sound bitchy. This is my night for self-sympathy." "Maybe these will help." He laid the flowers in her lap. The bouquet was so immense she could hardly see over the top. "They're gorgeous," said Heidi. "I think I'll cry now."
"Please don't,"
Pitt laughed softly. "I've always wanted to buy out a flower store for a beautiful girl. Embarrass me and I may never do it again." She pulled Pitt down, kissed him on the cheek, and fought back the tears.
"Thank you, Dirk. You'll always be my dearest friend."
"A friend?" He feigned a hurt look. "Is that the best I can do?"
"Can we ever be anything else to each other?"
"No, I suppose not." His face went gentle, and he took her hand. Funny how two people who had so much going for them couldn't find it in their hearts to fall in love.
"In my case, it was because of someone else."
"The fickleness of women," he said. "They fall for the guy who treats them like trash, and yet they wind up marrying John Q. Square." She avoided his gaze and stared out the window.
"We've never learned to deny our feelings."
"Does Shaw love you?"
"I doubt it."
"You love him?"
"I'm not my usual practical self when it comes to Brian. Yes, I love him for all the good it'll do me. We consumed each other. He had his reasons, I had mine. If he wanted me, I'd run to him like a shot. But it'll never happen."
"There comes that sad face again," Pitt said. "I refuse to send a whimpering female on board an airplane. You leave me no choice but to cheer you up with one of my magic tricks." Heidi laughed softly through watery eyes.
"Since when did you practice magic?"
Pitt took on a mock hurt look. "You've never heard of Magnificent Pitt, the illusionist?"
"Never."
"All right for you, non-believer. Close your eyes."
"You're joking."
"Close your eyes and count to 10. Heidi finally did as she was told. When she opened her eyes, Pitt was gone and Brian Shaw was sitting in his place. The cry that she had kept bottled away burst from her as she embraced him, and the tears rolled down her cheeks and dropped from her chin.
"I thought you were locked away," she blurted between sobs.
Shaw lifted the folded raincoat that was draped across his lap and revealed the handcuffs.
"Pitt arranged for me to come."
She tenderly touched the bandage that showed beneath a tweed cap.
"Are you all right?"
"My double vision is almost gone," he answered, smiling. The airline attendant behind the check-in counter announced that Heidi's plane was ready to board.
"What will happen to you?" she asked, afraid to release him.
"I suspect I'll spend some time in one of your federal prisons."
"Would you think me maudlin if I said I love you?"
"Would you think me a liar if I told you the same?"
"No,"
she said, and she felt a rush of relief because she knew he wasn't lying. Shaw said, "I promise you that someday we'll be together." That part could never be true. It tore painfully deep in her chest. She pulled away.
"I must go," she whispered.
He read the hurt in her eyes and understood. He lifted her up and onto the crutches. A helpful flight attendant came over and took Heidi's travel bag and the flowers. "Goodbye, Heidi." She kissed him lightly on the lips.
"Goodbye."
After Heidi had disappeared through the boarding gate, Pitt walked up and stood beside Shaw. "An awfully good woman," he said. "Be ashamed to lose her."
"A good woman," Shaw agreed wistfully. "If you don't hurry, she'll leave without you."
Shaw looked at him.
"What are you talking about?"
Pitt shoved a packet in Shaw's breast pocket. "Your boarding pass and ticket. I fixed it so you have adjoining seats."
"But I'm under arrest as an enemy agent," said Shaw, his thoughts at a loss.
"The president owes me a favor," Pitt shrugged.
"Does he know what you're doing?"
"Not yet."
Shaw shook his head.
"You're asking for trouble, setting me loose.
I've been there before."
Pitt held out his hand. "Don't forget you promised me a backgammon lesson." Shaw shook with both his hands. Then he held them up, displaying the steel bracelets.
"Most aggravating, these things.
Picking the lock should be child's play for a secret agent." Shaw made a series of movements under the raincoat. Then he held up the cuffs, his hands free.
"I'm a bit rusty. I used to do it much faster." "James Bond would have been proud of you," Pitt said dryly.
"Bond?"
"Yes, I hear you two were quite close."
Shaw exhaled his breath in a long sigh.
"He exists only in fiction."
"Does he?" Shaw shrugged, then stared at Pitt for a long moment.
"Why are you doing this after the pain I've caused Heidi?"
"She loves you," Pitt said simply.
"What do you get out of it?"
"Nothing that will add to my bank account."
"Then why?"
"I enjoy doing things out of the ordinary." Before Shaw could reply, Pitt had turned and mixed into the flowing crowd on the concourse. The rain had stopped, and Pitt put down the Cobra's convertible top. He drove toward the lights of Washington that glowed ghost-like against the low-hanging clouds. The breeze whipped his hair, and he deeply inhaled the sweet fragrance of wet grass that rose from the fields beside the highway. Pitt tightened his grip on the wheel, pressed the accelerator to the floor, and watched the tachometer needle as it crept slowly into the red. This concludes the reading of Night Probe by Clive Cussler. This book was read by Michael Pritchard.